live in the studio, Melissa Bromley, to tell us about the Sanctuary for Independent Media's annual Justice and Peace Celebration. Welcome, Melissa.
Thanks, Kristen.
So the holiday party is this Saturday, December 16th, from noon to 5 p.m. Is everyone invited?
Oh, yeah. This is actually the either sixth or seventh year in a row that we've been hosting the Justice and Peace holiday party. And it's very much a community vibe. It's a 5-hour long party from noon to 5 p.m. So there's kind of a rolling group of attendees. This particular event here at the Sanctuary is very community focused. If you've been to any of the events that we have out in Freedom Square in the summer, it has kind of a similar feel. There's lots of art activities, there's live music, there's food, and we have folks coming, from this block as well as from our wider community all throughout the Capital Region.
And why is it called a holiday party for justice and peace?
That's a good question. It's, first of all, an interfaith celebration. So it's not about one particular religion or even necessarily religion at all. It's a moment to get together with our community, be together, celebrate one another, celebrate holidays in December if you've got them, but also come together in unity to make our community better. So this year, the group Justice for Demeek is going to be tabling at the event. We may have other organizations tabling as well. I think we have in the works a voter registration table as well. And Katani will be performing. Amani O is half of Katani and also a Black Lives Matter activist who's very involved with Justice for Demeek. So that's where her performance is coming from. And what she performs, what Katani performs in general is justice-focused music.
So is this going to be a potluck as well?
Good question. It is a potluck. I actually suspect that we're going to have quite a bit of food this year. Unity House is donating a barbecue. So that right off the bat is lots of food. We also have our wonderful Kitchen Sanctuary volunteer chefs. Jonathan Siegel has prepared quite a bit of food, and Intaba Liff Anderson and her partner Jim will be contributing a gourmet couple of items. I know that Karen from who's actually the executive director of the Rensselaer County Historical Society is going to be dropping off some contributed food, and we tend to have people who show up with food. If preparing food is something that you'd like to do, then we certainly welcome you to contribute. If it's something that's going to hang you up, maybe stop you from coming if you don't have food, then certainly don't bother. Mm-hmm. If you want to contribute in another way, we always have a Toys for Tots collection. So please feel free to bring unwrapped new toys, and we can help distribute them to folks who need them. I can't remember what your question was. Oh, is it the potluck?
Yes.
So, kind of.
Will there be vegan-friendly options?
I suspect there will. I don't have the menu memorized, but we try to always have vegan options here, and there's enough vegans hanging around all the time that it's important to make sure we're feeding everybody.
So, besides ourselves, you're saying we should, if we like to create food, make food, we can bring food, Toys for Tots, bring new toys, unwrapped. Is there anything else we could bring to the table?
Definitely. Mostly yourselves and, a spirit of community and generosity. There's going to be lots of arts activities. I'm sure we could use some more help with face painting and sort of leading arts activities for kids. This is a very kids-friendly event. There will be a lot of kids running around, so that's something for people to be aware of. I believe this year, Megan Marone is also going to be doing some poetry with kids, maybe part of her Troy Poetry Project, where she writes poets on the spot with a couple of keywords that people give her. And like past years, the Troy Bike Rescue is going to be here with a bike giveaway for kids who need them. Also, like past years, Brenda Ann Keneally will be here setting up a beautiful professional photo setup and taking family portraits. So if that's something that folks are interested in, they should get in touch with the sanctuary ahead of time to schedule their appointment. We're going to have, I believe, actually a radio team photograph happening at a particular time. Do you guys remember what time that's at?
I believe that would be at 3. Was it 3 p.m.?
I think it was 3. Somewhere thereabouts.
Okay. So, yeah, I think we've basically covered, you know.
Well, one thing that is also worth mentioning is that we always have a big tree out in Freedom Square. And at around sunset, we'll go out there. Nina Nichols will be donating sort of like vigil candles like she's done in past years and leading a circle, which is sort of a moment of reflection. So we light this interfaith tree and sort of pass the baton or the microphone to let people share hopes for the coming year and feelings of gratitude we may have. And that sort of thing. That's a special moment. And again, that happens just at around sunset out in Freedom Square. We all put our coats on and shuffle outside. Last year, there was this huge snowstorm, and we weren't sure anybody was going to come. But it was just as packed as it's ever been. And it was really fun to be out there in the snow, particularly at this moment where folks were going around and having a moment of sort of peace and justice reflection.
And so for our listeners that might not know what Freedom Square is or where Freedom Square is, can you tell us where that is?
Sure. Well, the Sanctuary for Independent Media is located at 3361 6th Avenue, which is in North Troy, just at about 101st Street. And Freedom Square is just north of 101st Street. And you guys know, but folks out there might not know that 101st Street is where 6th Avenue magically turns into 5th Avenue. So Freedom Square is just a couple of lots north of the Sanctuary, but is technically on 5th Avenue. And Freedom Square is an outdoor park, basically, that the Sanctuary built in 2013 on a vacant lot. And it has this beautiful art stage built in community. It's mosaic and it reflects light. So at this point in the evening, it can be really pretty to be out there. And in the summertime, I sort of alluded to, we have outdoor community events with live music and free food and arts activities and tables with all these other community organizations out there. So it's a special place. And it's something that was built to try and bring some of the great stuff we have going on inside the Sanctuary for Independent Media, the music and art, outside to the streets. And so it is a welcoming environment. And I hope you will all come out and join us.